The Hope State Park Conservation Area will host the Healing Powers of Nature workshop tomorrow afternoon. The session will focus on the benefits being close to nature can have on an individual's mental and physical well-being. The speaker, Donald Wicklinski, Mental Health Clinical Coordinator at the University of Arkansas, says his talk will employ some of the data researchers have found regarding the subject.
The impact of what they have found in research in hospitals to show people who are closer, either physically and seeing outdoors, or whether they have the perception that they're closer outdoors with outdoor pictures, and that even helps to increase and potentiate better outcomes, shorter length of stay in hospitals, and things of that nature. There's a theory, attention restoration theory, which helps to look at, nature's effect on the human mind. And it talks about people who are, again, whether they're voluntarily wanting to be in the midst of nature or involuntarily, where it's just visually around you with windows, feel as if that peaceful feeling, that ability to actually relax our minds and not be caught up in the day-to-day grind that we live in.
According to Wicklinski, taking a few steps forward in the right direction can help individuals reap the mental and physical benefits of interacting with nature, the first being including outdoor activities in their schedules.
On top of that would be to, when you make that step, to commit to participating in an outdoor activity is to relinquish some of the busyness we take with us. For example, leaving your phone or your iPod or anything you have, your iPhone, your phone in your car or at home, even better, so that you can cut off that contact. Because part of what our problem is we have our lives are so enmeshed with our contact with everything else that we don't allow our minds to separate. And the next part would probably be if you have somebody close with you to engage with them as well, because as with anything we do that is most, I think, rewarding and makes us most successful is to have support with what we do, not just complete isolation. And for some, it might be isolation if they have so much interaction with lots of people that they need that isolated time.
The Healing Paths of Nature workshop will be held free of cost at Hope State Park Conservation Area Visitor Center between 1 and 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
Part of what I'm going to do is kind of give people a mission outside of that to be able to take the time as they leave there to go out into the park and enjoy it and see the benefits. Because it does need to be something that's intentional to just say, let me take you out to the outdoors and say, here you are, focusing on nature. There has to be an intent. Even without intent, there is benefit. I'm just saying that those who make it intentional have an even greater benefit.
To find out more regarding the workshop, call 789-5000. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.